It is time for Sporting a Cause here on Robin Hood Radio as we kick off hour number two of Sunday in the Country. And that means we bring in Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com on the web. Willie, great to speak to you today.
Likewise, Marshall. Well, we're winding down emotionally and physically from Jump Fest. If it's okay, I can. It's in the books, but I suppose it deserves a bit of a recap. We talked about it so much. There's so much drama around the weather and everything, and maybe your listeners would just like to know how it all ended up. It ended up being a very successful weekend. It certainly didn't look like it as we approached Jump Fest weekend. It started with our snow challenges when we put the snow on the towers. We do that several days before the jumps, kind of the last minute, to actually put it on the in runs, the ramps, and especially the large jump where we blow the snow up through a corn blower tube 70 feet in the air. The snow was so soft it got stuck. Ended up, what could have been like a 2-hour job ended up being a 12 plus hour job. The volunteers ended up getting off the hill at 1-2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, that was accomplished. The snow was preserved, insulated, covered with plastic. And then Friday, if you remember, the weather just was horrible. It was raining. It was warm. And many of us thought, we can't pull this off. But Mother Nature did a turnaround virtually on a dime. The temperatures dropped. The rain turned to snow. And the winds stopped. Winds probably being the biggest weather enemy of ski jumping, and we were able to pull off Friday night. I think of it as the day of two miracles. One, that weather turnaround, but also the perception of weather didn't apparently bother people because they showed up. It would have been very easy for everyone to say, they're not holding us, we're going to stay home. But we had a couple hundred paid on Friday night, which is a good crowd for a Friday night. And then Saturday was perfect. It was perfect weather. We had a huge crowd. We had 1,200 paid, and as I said, the crowds came out. People tailgated. They did all kinds of stuff, and it was just a joy to behold. And then Sunday was great. Also, it was a smaller crowd, but still a good one. And the day ended up with an almost record jump. Evan Nichols jumped 71 meters, which is just a meter shy of the hill record. So the fans got, and the fans exploded. I mean, what happened was there was kind of a tie, and we're going to leave it that way. And the crowd started to leave. It was right at the end of the day. And then Dale Jones announced, oh, they're heading back up the hill. The two jumpers decided themselves they're going to jump this off. So the crowds were actually starting to walk down the road to exit, and they turned around, came back, and watched a very thrilling finish, like I say, an almost record. So the sum total of the weekend was very positive. We're thrilled. We figure around, we estimate around a 4,000 total people, that's paid and unpaid. A lot of kids come in for free because, you know, we allow that, 12 and under. So it was a financial success. It was a human success, and we're just thrilled with the way it all turned out. So anyway, Jump Fest 2020 is in the books, and well done to everybody who worked at it, promoted it, and came and supported us. This weekend, it was probably the slowest weekend in Sporting a Cause. There was only one event that I'm aware of, and it was Friday night, Valentine's Day. Every year, the Wimogo High School boys and girls basketball teams play against Litchfield. It's an in-town rivalry. And they play, it's called the Suits and Sneakers annual basketball games. They play games that evening to benefit the American Cancer Society, the Connecticut Sports Foundation, and they pick local families who are being challenged by cancer. And that was Friday night. That was basically the only thing that happened all weekend. There are a couple of events today that I'm going to mention, basically because it's slow, but because they're not exactly sports-related fundraisers, but both of the beneficiaries appear on my sportingacause.com site for other reasons. One is a brunch at the Interlaken. That's today from 11 a.m. to 1. That's the Interlaken in Lakeville. And the Interlaken does a great job for several weeks. They pick a different charity, and and give them a donation during their Sunday morning brunches. And today the beneficiary is the Jane Lloyd Fund. And the Jane Lloyd Fund appears on my website for a bicycle-related fundraiser. And then later, actually, coincidentally, it starts when the brunch ends over in Canaan, the Feb Brewfest at the Great Falls Brewing Company. This goes from 1 to 6. It features beer specials. There's a $20 per person dinner. It's a German-themed dinner. I heard about this last year. Sounds great. Lime Rock Catering provides the food, and that is going to benefit the Karazinski Emergency Fund. And that's a great organization in Canaan. They hold a golf tournament every year to raise funds for people in the area, not just Canaan, who have fallen on hard times. Now, coming up next week, things are starting to pick up again. Thursday through Saturday, February 20th through the 22nd, is the Super Senior Bond Spiel up at the Norfolk Curling Club. This will be the last one of the season. I think there are four. And this is for people 65 and older. The finals are on Saturday. It's too late to get into it as a participant. That closed out a while ago. But anybody who wants to view curling, it's visitors are welcome for free. And Saturday this coming weekend is also the weekend in Norfolk. There's a lot going on there, and open houses for on both days, Saturday and Sunday, for the Norfolk Curling Club are part of that program. So people can either see a bond spiel in action or just learn about it. And it's all free, and I encourage people to go. I've said it a lot. It's a unique sport. Not many people get a chance to witness it live, and it's right here in Norfolk. Saturday, the 22nd, coming up is the Pinewood Derby 2020. It's one of several. It's being held at the North Canaan Elementary School. It's sponsored by and benefits the Cub Scout Pac 22 in Canaan. And this year there's a business division. The kids, I don't know, Marshall, if you ever did this as a kid. I remember doing it at least once. You buy a kit for $5, and it includes a block of wood and some wheels and so forth, and you fashion a race car, and then you race them against each other. It's a lot of fun. This year there's a business division where businesses can compete. They buy the same kit, but for $25. So the balance goes to promote the to help underwrite the Cub Scouts programs. On Sunday, the 23rd of February, there's a family costume skating party over at Hotchkiss School from 2:30 to 4:30. This is free. It's not it's not a fundraiser because there's no charge, but it's to shed light on the Northwest Corner Prevention Network, which is an organization that involves people in Region 1. It involves businesses and agencies and schools, prevention professionals, churches, law enforcement, all aimed towards improving our social situation in the area. And then also next Sunday on the 23rd is the Salisbury Beast Fat Tire Climb and Jamboree. This is the second event that the Salisbury Beast has organized. There was a pretty challenging running race, a 10K, I believe it was, a few months ago. But it starts at the same place. It's at the Salisbury Town Hall, and this is a bike ride. It's meant for bikes with the bigger tires. That's why they call it the fat tire. And it's not a race; it's a ride. So it's non-competitive. There are a couple of distance options. There's a 26 and 30K options, and it's a staggered start. So they're going to starts at 8 in the morning, and basically riders will start off at 20-second intervals, just so there isn't a mass start. And it's only $17.50 to get in. I meant to ask why that odd kind of number, but I didn't. I might find out. So it's very price-friendly, and SWASA is a beneficiary. So if you want to learn more about it, of course, on any of these events, just go to sportingacause.com. And that's it, Marshall. It's a lean week, but still a variety of things going on. And all of us at SWASA are just going to hunker down and relax a bit now.
Well, you know, and there's one thing that we have to put in here. It's kind of sports related, and that is Daytona today.
Oh, right. Yes.
Daytona opens up, and over at the Legion Post one in Millerton, New York, they have their Daytona party where they have the chili cook-off, and people are invited to that. That's this afternoon, and at 2 o'clock you can stay and watch the races, or you can go home all stuffed with chili and hot dogs and watch it on your own couch. But that the Great American Race is today, and that fundraiser is over in Millerton, New York at the Post.
Thank you. I'll have that on my site next year.
If I didn't,
every year I add a few more, and it's great to find out about them. So many worthy things going on in the corners of our tri-state area. You know, that's one of them for sure.
If I didn't say it, and NASCAR Dave was listening on the internet, I'd get an earful.
So. Oh no, I'm glad you did. It edified me as well.
All right, Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks as always.
Take care.
Bye.